Welcome, everybody. I would like to share with you in this spring season time and the time around equinox, another element which I feel is very nourishing and very inspiring for this spring season. I want to talk to you about the goddess Demeter. Now, Demeter is one of the goddesses with we are communicating in the lunar goddess course. So, and it is the goddess which we are connecting with in that springtime. So let me tell you the story first, and then I will tell you how you can work with her or what could be one way of working with her. First of all, Demeter is the goddess of grain and harvest. She's the earth goddess who brings life to all of the plants, who is responsible for the energy of the cycle of planting the seed and growing the plant into harvesting. And Demeter is the wife of Zeus, and Zeus and Demeter have a daughter which is called Persephone. Now, if you've never met the goddess Persephone, that would be for another time. For today, all you need to know is that Persephone is the daughter of Zeus and Demeter. And Demeter, her mother, has a very close relationship. In fact, Persephone is her most dearest child, and she is a little overprotective, very attached to her daughter, and has a very close relationship. So even when she is at a young age, a young woman, Demeter isn't really ready to let her go. So one day, Hades, which is one of the brothers of Zeus, sees his niece and is very enchanted by her, and in fact tricks her to come with him to the underworld to make her his wife. So he kidnaps her into the underworld and keeps her there. Demeter, who then notices her daughter is gone, falls into panic, looks for her daughter for 9 days, and then, knowing that she cannot find her, or being, you know, completely overcome and stricken with grief, falls into despair and depression and stops taking care of herself and the land. And so the result is that nature starts to wither. The trees are losing their leaves, the plants are dying, the flowers are dying, and very soon the world is barren and nature is dead and barren. There's no more food. The humans start having serious famines and start also dying. And so all the gods and the goddesses, they see that, and they get together to do something. And so they go and see Zeus. First of all, one of the sun god tells everybody where she is, Persephone, because he saw Hades kidnap her. And so the goddess and the goddesses go to Zeus and tell him, look, you really have to do something. This cannot go on like this. The world is dying. The humans are dying. Nobody can offer anything to us anymore. So the universe is threatened in its balance. And so Zeus can do some, but he cannot actually go against the universal laws. And Hades was smart enough to trick Persephone to engage with him in a way that the universal law actually demands that she is his wife. So long story short, what they come to compromise, Zeus cannot actually get her completely back, his daughter. for his wife, so that Demeter comes out of her depression. But the compromise they make is that Persephone will stay 3 months in the year with her, with Hades, in the underworld, and then the rest of the time, 9 months of the year, come back up into the world and live with her mother. And so Demeter is then happy enough to come out of her depression while her daughter is there. And thus we have the birth of the four seasons. So the season of spring and summer and autumn, when Persephone is present with her mother Demeter, and the 3 months of winter when she is living in the underworld with Hades, and during which time her mother falls into this deep sadness. And so here is Demeter, who carries that wisdom and that archetype of the mother, of nurturing, of carrying the seed into the harvest, and yet also being then in this time of surrender and sadness and inner journey to then rebirth the new year. So she is known as the goddess, not only the goddess who brings everything to life and carries the wisdom of how bringing the grain and the seed into maturation and into fruit and harvest, but also how to create, how to come into rebirth. So she carries that wisdom of how to go and be in the darkness and then surrender into it and get into this movement of rebirthing into a new cycle. So the elements she offers us, of course, she is present in all of the seasons, but particularly in the spring season, she's the one who brings back life into the earth, into the plants, into nature, which allows everything to wake up again and rejoice into a new cycle. She knows how to rebirth, how to let go of the sadness, let go of the despair, let go of all of that which holds us back, and then allow ourselves to be rebirthed into a new cycle, to bring life and spirit back into who we are and into the way we expand and journey into and grow into the full potential of our life. So the stories around Demeter and Persephone and Hades and Zeus are really very, I find them quite interesting. So you can read up about that, because it's very complex and sometimes complicated if you connect to all of the other doings and stories and myth around that. Now, how can you work with Demeter? Demeter is a goddess, which is a beautiful way of connecting to this rebirth and bringing life into the new season. So one way would be to go journey with her, to call on her, journey to meet Demeter, learn from her, let her share her wisdom of rebirth, of bringing energy into nature, into new projects, into the new cycle. You can ask her also to help with anything you want to let go of, so to renew a certain cycle, or renew an effort, renew a commitment, renew a relationship, renew spirit in a certain project. So you can ask her help with that. She is a beautiful goddess to include into your altar. So often I give her a place in the goddess altar as the mother who carries the energy of nature and life as such. And so you can find a picture which talks to you, or even create something which reminds you of her, and then add her to your altar. You can, other than journeying, you can do offerings with her and do a ritual of offering to Demeter in order for her to support you in that coming out of winter, coming out of despair, coming out of the darkness, and through that process of coming out, lifting your light and your spark of light into the cycle of rebirthing your journey. You can journal on her, you can play drum, so there are different ways of doing that. Voila, that is my little inspiration for this period around equinox as a spring inspiration, connecting to the great goddess archetype Demeter.